showed me the way. When I was someone in distress, a heart in search of happiness, you showed me the way. My sky.
You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have Grammy Award-winning baritone Will Liverman here with his pianist Jonathan King. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Will. Welcome.
How you doing?
Hi there.
Okay, so we're here to talk about your newly released CD album called Show Me the Way. It's huge. It's two discs. It's an expansive thing, CD, and it contains a whole host of guests, including past and present women composers in classical music, which we love. That's amazing. So what made you decide to create this recording together?
It was during the height of the pandemic in 2020, and John came to visit me in Chicago. We're just sort of sitting on the couch, kind of looking out at the world and not knowing what's coming, but knowing that we're always, you know, John and I have been working together for so many years, and we always are driven to do things ourselves and, you know, finding out what that next project is. And I can't remember, Jonathan, like what the first initial thing we said to spark this idea of let's feature all female composers, but that's kind of how it led. And we just sort of came up with like a program right then and there, and we were inspired and, you know, started to, we built on that after that, but then it sort of expanded and unfolded after that when we started adding collaborators and figuring out who we wanted to commission. But yeah, at least that's what I remember from.
I think that's what I remember too. It was, I mean, it was just so organic and just kind of, what's the next project to pursue? And I think it was born out of interest in collaboration. And then we're like, well, who could we collaborate with? What would be an exciting, you know, topical theme? And I think also what was really important to both of us, I mean, it was a time in the world when things were really difficult. It was the height of the pandemic. You know, George Floyd had happened, and there were a lot of riots going on, I remember, in Chicago itself even. And, you know, our hearts were just feeling really heavy about a lot of things. And so it also, I think, contained for us an element of what would be meaningful for the world right now. And something that would, not only be a great artistic pursuit, but something that would be really meaningful and, you know, touch our hearts, touch our souls. And this seemed like an exciting project to pursue.
Yeah, that seems like a great thing to explore. And how did you go about building this album? Did you start with the commission pieces and who you wanted to collaborate with first?
Yeah, we sort of spent time doing our research on, you know, how we wanted to build it. I think the first two commissions were Libby Larson's Machine Head and Sable Jubilee by Jasmine Barnes. And words by Tisa Cortang. And we actually ended up premiering those live like the next year. And we've done those a few times before we recorded them. So those are kind of like the pillar commissions. And then we sort of, you know, collectively built other things to add variety and, like, you know, composers that we wanted to highlight. Like we perform a lot of Margaret Bonds and Florence Price. So, you know, finding some of their rep that isn't done that often. I think, yeah, Johnny found the four songs. And yeah, it kind of was really a collective of effort. But I, it's so funny when Jim, our producer, was like, yeah, this is going to be a two disc set. I didn't realize like how much music we actually had. Like, I didn't really, you know, I thought it was like, oh, it's like about an hour long. It's like, it's 90 something minutes or more, but it's.
Will, I didn't even realize how long it was until I looked at Spotify. It's like, how many minutes? I was like, wait, was that much music?
Yeah, because I've gotten friends of like halfway through the listen, like it's like a commitment, you know, to listen to it. But it's nice, you know. I feel like sometimes albums can be, or I don't know if it's like a popular thing for albums to be like really short because of our attention spans or whatever. But we just kind of went for the gusto and like presented this, I mean, a body of work, of
Yeah.
all these things that are meaningful to us in different ways. And but yeah, I kind of got off the subject, but it was those two song cycles from what I remember is what kind of started it, and then we built on to it after that.
There were a lot
Wow.
of we'll use the phrase Hail Mary throws. I think that Libby Larson being the first one. I mean, she's a Grammy winning composer and a legend in the field, and song is one of the things that she does best. And so it was definitely a tall ask for to approach her and say, "Hey, do you want to work with us?" And obviously Renee Fleming being on the album, Janae Bridges being on the album. There's just a lot of Nicole Cabell, so many heavy hitters that it was like, well, let's just see what happens. I mean, Will Stature, it was more collegial. I felt like for me, it was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Seeing some of these artists come through, it was really, really special.
That sounds really special. I mean, like you said, you have so many big names and people that like were your idols that you got to collaborate with on this project. That's amazing. I mean, how did you feel about that to be able to work with all these people?
It's a special thing, especially going into the studio. It's different, in a live experience where, you spend time rehearsing, and then the experience is the experience, and that's, I mean, there's so much joy and great things you find in live music, and it happens, and that's the moment. But the collaboration and a project where, we're all go through it one time and then go back and be like, okay, what do we want to fix? What do we want to work on? It's like you're really building it together, and everyone is so different in how they work, so each piece is very special in that way. We're all bringing in our creative minds and like what we want to say with something, and there's a lot of give and take, but everyone we worked with is so wonderful, and the energy was always great in the room. And time just flew. I mean, it was hard work, but like good work, for every piece. John, I don't know what was it like for you? You had to do a lot of the work because you had to play everything.
I mean, you sing on every track. I think, yeah, it was really special to see how everyone who came through the door was super on board and super kind and collaborative. From the most, famous of names to, those of us who this was like a really special moment. So like to me, it felt just felt the ethos of the whole project carried itself from that first day on the couch until now. Like everyone has been just really wonderful, and it's been a very artistic, like just special vibe from the beginning.
Oh, that's wonderful. I always love how, like, when you're collaborating and it feels like you're actually giving and taking with everybody and figuring out how that works, regardless of who you are. It's very amazing to work with like that. And how did you two meet? How did you two decide to start collaborating together?
College.
Oh
We in
boy.
college, we both were
We both love junior bacon cheeseburgers. I feel like that's where
there, and
friendship really
I just
began.
yeah. It was through food and how we would goof around in choir. Actually, that's where it started, was choir.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
then Jonathan was, he was conducting, playing, doing all these things, and we didn't work together until junior year. So we'd already kind of like we're finding our own way in school. And then we both, yeah, played for my junior recital, and then we never looked back. And then yeah, getting close. Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah. More than 15 years ago. And the fun thing, like, after we finished school, went to different grad schools, but then we promised that we'd always work together. It's like that, that idea of how we're always just wanting to find the next project, just out of our love of art, song, and collaboration. We like when Facebook events were a thing, we'd just pick a venue in some random city and then invite people and then like put together a program. But it was so much fun because there wasn't any pretense, like no business or like clout, or it was just like we wanted to just make music, and so that's all. That's was sort of the genesis of something that we just built upon over time, and now putting a project like this on this magnitude is really special. When I think when I look back of where we kind of started, and where things have gone to now, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh. That's such an amazing story, especially since like college and now you're still keeping together. I don't keep in contact with my college friends, so that's awesome. And how do you continue to keep working together? Because you're in two different cities right now. You're traveling all over, both of you.
I'll just say, piggybacking off of the college thing, I mean, Will and I are just best friends. So even if I always say, like, even if I was an accountant, and Will was the singer, we would still be, texting and calling every once in a while to catch up. So it never feels like work to keep up. It's just kind of the natural outpouring of we're best buds. We like to hang together. We might as well make music while we're at it. That's how it feels to me, Yeah.
Oh,
Absolutely.
that's really cute. I like that. That's adorable. And we got to talk about the last piece in this album. It's a duet with your mother. Well, how did you decide to start to do that with your mom?
Yeah, once we start talking about the project, for me, I guess, the more I thought about the inspiration behind it, I thought about my mom, and I've always wanted to work with her. She's a gospel singer and was my gateway into music, getting me started off on in the choir and in piano, and my dad as well. He did play a little trumpet and piano, but my mom was the first female composer that I knew because she wrote her own music. Like growing up, she'd have like a tape recorder and like record her own songs, and I was always really fascinated about how she could just come up with music in her head and like, and it was some. I mean, she's got so many songs over the years. So I always wanted to find a project to feature her on. And in that same vein, with this project, leaving, if I can help somebody, is a piece that I think the world needs. A piece of, just sending people out with something uplifting, and to have her voice be the last thing that you hear, is very meaningful and poignant. And John knows my mom really well too. So, as we're all like a big family, and so yeah, she's was really excited to have a to be featured on it. Yeah.
That sounds so fun. And Jonathan, how was it for you to watch your best friend and his mom sing together?
Yeah, it was really special. I was going through old photos from the recording session because different, people have asked for like behind the scenes stuff, and there are like so many photos I took in the recording booth that, Will, you probably don't even know I took of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it was so sweet and just cool to watch too, because they're both just so intuitive and incredibly brilliant musicians, and so they just kind of like got into a practice room and made it happen and laid down their arrangement, and in no time they were recording it. I mean, it was just fun to watch the whole thing unfold, and yeah, and it was so special to see the way Will honored his mom and tribute to her. Yeah, it was something I'll remember forever.
And I also love the bookend of this too, like, because we open with "Show Me the Way," or "You Showed Me the Way," an Ella Fitzgerald piece that John arranged. So we're ending with arrangements and like a more of a personal connection to like our, what we do creatively too. So, and they're, kind of in a different genre or world sonically. So I think it's a great way to lead people in and lead people out of the project. So it's really played
Totally.
nicely in that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And do you guys have a favorite piece in this album that like you were like, oh, I really liked how we did this?
That's hard.
It changes because I've finally listened to it all the way through. Sometimes I'll start, I'm like, this is too much music. Like I can't. I'm like, oh, this is a big commitment. But I really love the Florence Price pieces that we did. Just because, yeah, I don't know. I just love our interpretation of, I know they've been done before, but I don't know. And all of the new commissions are really special in their own way. Sable Jubilee, had everything that ever was, like the spell to turn the world around. Like it's yeah, it's I don't know. What's it like for you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to pick a favorite. I mean, I do think we both found the I Grew a Rose, the Florence Price tune, I Grew a Rose, just kind of like happened really. It's one of those like one take moments in the studio where we're just kind of like, that was it, you know? And so that was special. But it's, I feel like it would be impossible to choose. There's so many commissions, and I mean, Sarah Kirkland Snyder's piece is so hypnotic and gorgeous, and Libby Larson's set is like just such a fun, wild ride. And I'm inside the piano plucking strings with Kamala St. Karam's piece, and
Yeah.
Renee Orr's duet had me like, the she had 2 meters going on at one point, and I thought I was gonna have a stroke. Each piece just brought such a different element, but it was all super meaningful and fun.
Yeah. And each so different. I mean, obviously, because they're different composers, but it's just they're so original in how they think. There's nothing that sounds, oh, that sounds like that, or like is very distinctive, which is what we want on a project, taking a step back and looking at the whole program and or how we ordered it out. You know, it's very cool.
It's very unique to listen to because as you said, each one is so different, but it's like they kind of work together because they're like each one is unique, each one has something to say. It's
It's
really
cool.
great.
And there's also, I don't know if they did it, if they have physical copies, but we also have like an extended version where we have speaking bits online too, to hear from the collaborators themselves about how music showed them the way too. So that was a really cool element that we thought about, that we wanted to also incorporate speaking and just kind of taking a break from the music, just like hearing from people in a really personal way. And that was a very special thing, just to hear people's stories and, you know, hearing Libby speak about her career, and Renee and Janae, and big shout out too to our the piece, the Amy Beach piece. That was a one that John did a lot of research on to find. I had no idea where it was from, but this Cabildo opera, like, you know, it's this really gorgeous duet that I've and we and having Lady Jess and Tahira on that was a very unique piece to have. And I love, I mean, that turned out so well. I love that piece. I hadn't heard before.
That turned out so gorgeous. And there were, that reminds me too, there's so many behind the scenes things where people who, finding that score, there's some errati in the, it only exists in manuscript, it's not published anywhere. And so, like, I was on a summer program last year working at Opera Saratoga, and like one of the young artist conductors who was there worked with the there's an orchestra that was dedicated to only women repertoire. And anyways, just chatting with him, I was able to get in touch with like the preeminent Beach scholar in America, which then turned into like, oh yeah, I have the manuscript, here's a PDF of it. Oh, and by the way, like here's a transcribe. But it was just like opened up all these doors all of a sudden. So there's so many people behind the scenes even that helped to make things happen and would think through things with me when I was trying to like get things down, like, hey, can I pull you into a room? Could you sight read this with me and let me know like how this sounds? Because when you're dealing with commissions, there's a lot that you're the composers want feedback and you want to make sure that you're honoring it well. And yeah, it's just such a like communal effort, so many levels.
Wow, that's so cool that you like got a manuscript and you're like, okay, let's go, let's do it.
Yeah, it was a PDF. I don't know if they'd let me hold it, but I had like a PDF. Yeah, and I was like, Amy Beach, I don't know how these composers, how did anyone read their writing? It's just so hard to read. I remember like sitting there, like my eyeballs in my computer, like, is that an E natural or an F?
Doctor's handwriting, but for composers.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's next for both of you after this? What are you guys working on?
I feel like we're in a season of, I mean, we both have so much going on in our own worlds, but we're in a season of kind of, I think, pushing some of this rep. You think that's fair, Will? Like, we're going to be programming some of this rep in recitals. We have recitals coming up, but it's, I think a lot of it is recycling things that we've now put out into the world. But I don't know, we need another like couch session. But something will come up.
Well, that's the beauty. I mean, it's always something to be. I have that. Wait, that makes sense. But I feel like we find inspiration very easily. You know, with there's just so much more to be explored. There's so much rep that's still uncovered that we haven't heard, or that I have, you know, like that's waiting to be looked at. And I think that's part of the excitement too, in building new programs, and also finding things that have been done a million times and putting in your own interpretation in something. There's so many different combinations of things to do with art song. And it's special because you can really make it your own. It's just you and your collaborator. Isn't like a big organization or hoops and hurdles that you have to go through to do what you want to do, and I think that makes for the most impactful art when it's artist-led, and just my opinion. But
To toot Will's horn a little bit, he's becoming known as a composer as well, and I think that's going to be a big part of our future together. I keep, I want to play some of his songs.
I know, I've been hesitant. He's like, let's do one. I'm like, I don't
But with Will's opera, Factotum a couple years ago premiering, and he put out this brilliant album of Dunbar song, Dunbar Sessions, that like literally had me weeping in the car. I kind of think Will is, he won't say this, but I think he might have in him the like a turning point for art song, where we are in the country, and like, or not in the country, in this century. Look where we are. Like, it's just a new style that I think bridges a lot of different gaps, that is like rooted in classical tradition, but is like so like set now, here and now. So I foresee that, so a lot of projects in the future of Will's work. He's even been inspiring me to start writing some stuff too, and so who knows, but I could see that in the future for sure.
I appreciate that, man.
Many more things in the future. That's very exciting. Your album is Show Me the Way. It is fantastic. It is a little bit of a listen, so if you got time, go down and sit it and just listen. It is beautiful. It is gorgeous. It is a two-disc set, and it has just been released, so hot off the presses. Well, Will and Jonathan, thank you so much for talking with me and spending some time with me to talk about this amazing project.
Yeah,
Thanks
thank
so
you for your
much.
time.
Yeah.
Can help somebody as I along. If I can. Thank you.